Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You turn to Time to Talk About It. Your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And no, it's a beautiful day today. Promised to be very hot today. Oh, yes. Yeah. So make sure you have all kind of protection on you when you go out. And don't stay in the sunshine too long, okay? Because we care. So we just pass that along so that you won't hurt yourself, get a stroke, or anything happen to you, okay? Because we love you. That's why we do that, just because we love you. And thank God for being here today. Yes, even though there's so many things going on in this world, in the neighborhood, in the places where we go tend and all, yet, you know, I'm glad to be here amongst the living. How about you?
Amen.
Aren't you? So we're going to let our own Sister Diane pray again today, all right?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, Lord Father God, asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God, for any sin, Lord, that we have committed against you, Lord Father. Father God, thanking you, Lord Father God, for one more day, Lord Father God, to get it right with you, Lord Father. Father, as we come before you, Lord Father God, holding up, Lord Father, these names, Lord Father God, upon our prayer lists, Lord Father God. Father God, you know each and every one of them, Lord Father. We just thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for having your way right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, today we are holding to you, Ramon Vell, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we give him to you in your hand, Lord Father. Father, where the doctor gave him up, Lord Father, we know nothing is too hard for you right now, Lord Father. We come against that sickness of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you today, Lord Father God, to be that surrounding nurse, Lord Father God, that taking care of him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, touch the doctors right now, Lord Father God. Father God, give his mother and father strength today right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing of his body from the crown of his head, Lord Father God, to the soles of his foot right now in the name of Jesus. And we say just have your way with him in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. Also touch Zoe Rose, Lord Father God, that was born premature, Lord Father God, in the hospital right now, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, you, Lord Father God, be the nurses, Lord Father God, the doctors, Lord Father God, that surround her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her mother also, Lord, that is still in the hospital, Lord. We say regulate her blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. We pray today for Candy Holly right now that's in the hospital, Lord Father. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord Father God. Touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. We pray also for Prophet Roger Hunt, Lord Father God. Father God, strengthen his body right now, Lord Father God. Father God, give him the strength, Lord Father God, as he continue to do dialysis, Lord Father. We know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, Father God, that you have already healed from cancer, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray for P.S. Salverin right now, Lord, Father. We pray today, Lord, Father God, for Chrissy right now, Lord, Father God, that is still battling the disease right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, strengthen their body, touch their bodies right now, Lord, Father. Father God, those that are going through dialysis, Lord, Father God, touch their bodies, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for new kidneys, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now for new livers right now, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for new hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, touch your people today, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray today for the nation, Lord, Father. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father God, over your people today, Lord. Father God, touch those, Lord, Father God, and Texas right now, Lord, Father. Touch those in India right now, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, your people are crying out to you today, Lord, Father. Father God, go into the Virgin Islands, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Lord, Father. Father God, today, Lord, Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to just have your way upon this prayer, upon this broadcast today right now, Lord, Father. I ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch my apostle right now, Lord, Father, and touch my pastor right now, Lord, Father, as they bring forth the word, Lord, Father. Touch our listeners, Lord, Father God, that are listening now, Lord, Father, and that would listen at a later time, Lord, Father. You know what they need right now, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just having your way, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We continue to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. We thank God for Sister Diane praying today, and we trust that if you need prayer, you desire for us to pray for you, call us at 347-857-3925. Oh, yes, do that today, and we will pray for you. If you want us to call your name, if you don't, we'll just give an unspoken request. Yes. All right, praise God. Amen. Let me give you a word today. Great men, like the tallest mountains, retain their majesty and stability during the most severe storms. Great men, like the tallest mountains, retain their majesty and stability during the most severe storms. And we thank God for that word. Trust that it would help you in some small way. We just thank God for you. Yes, we really do. Yeah. And we send you lots of love and hugs today, letting you know that we appreciate you, you, and you. Praise God. We thank God for our own Pastor Sharon being here and our own little prophet being with us today. Praise God. Amen. Bless God. See his face in the place today. Ah, yes. You hear any noise, that's who it'll be. Okay. Bless God. But we thank God anyway for being here with you. Oh, yes, you, you, and you. And we've been very concerned about you. We trust that things are going okay in your life. But if not, we're going to try to encourage you a little bit further. We tried to encourage you somewhat upon the previous broadcast, and all we were trying to encourage somebody. Doesn't matter where you are at this time, but to encourage somebody. I know you need encouraging. I know you do, and yet you still need some encouragement. So I'm going to try to talk to you a little bit about how God will take care of all your problems, huh? We told you it's the blood. We told you on the previous broadcast that it ain't nothing but the blood. When you believe that it's the blood, you believe in Jesus' blood, that he shed his blood for you, you got it made then. See, all your problems are solved, but sister, they're not. Some of you still is not believing. And we're going to just talk to you a little bit today about it, okay? We are coming from 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter. It's familiar to most of y'all because the prayer book that was written concerning this chapter here, you know. But I'm not going to talk about the prayer book right at this time. I haven't read the prayer book, okay? But I've heard about it, lots of good things about it. But I'm starting at, I'm going to read the 9th verse. Why I'm reading the 9th verse? Because all those names that's in this chapter, it would take me 2 days to now pronounce them. Okay, so I'm going to start here. The 9th verse. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God, somebody need to say, and God,
and God
granted him that which he requested. You notice what he said, and God granted that which he requested. Now, pardon me, when you read this chapter, you will find the genealogy of many of the sons of Judah and the sons of Simeon and so forth. I mean, there are, good Lord, I reckon, there are lots of them. There's just about 2 pages of just their name, their children, and all who they were related to and everything. All of that is in this one chapter. But now why I picked out this verse today was for one reason, to tell you one thing. That you may think that God has forgotten you. You may think that God don't care anything about you. He don't know your name or anything else. See, we have these things in our minds, thinking that we are all alone. There's nobody that cares. Whether there's anybody that cares or not, Jesus cares for you. That's why he shed his blood for you. To let you know, to show you beyond the shadow of a doubt that he cares. But today we're dealing with this here. God got time for you. He has time for you. You say it now in case you've been running around in doubt and wonderment and seem like nobody cares and you don't have nobody on your side. Just say, God got time for me. You see how in this scripture, he just picked out Jabez. Jabez was a man, you know, that his mother was in sorrow when she named him, when she was birthing him. And so therefore, he more than likely, when you hear the way this prayer went, that he was grieving. He was sorrowful most of his life, more than likely, because that when she named him that, he began to identify with sorrow and grief. Do you get it? So we are here today just to tell you that God's got time for you. It doesn't matter what you feel or see. It doesn't matter who dislike you. It doesn't matter the ones that reject you or how they do it or what they're doing to you. It does not matter because Jesus knows. and he took time out just for you. Just for you that are listening today. That's why you're listening, because God took time out to tell you, whatever your name is, wherever you are, that he cares, and he really do. And he have people that care also about you, because he put it in their heart to care about you. You know, and more than likely, they were once in the same position that you are in, that nobody cares. You know how you feel rejected, and people talk about you, and they use you, misuse you, and abuse you too. You know, all these things come about in your life, so it make it like there ain't no God. You will probably said in your life, sometime in your life, you've said, there is no God. If there was, why he let me suffer so much? Why he let me suffer so long? Those are just words that we use because we don't know who he is. Those are words that we use when we haven't been introduced to him properly. We've heard that there is a God, but we have never been introduced to him properly. So therefore, we feel like he is not real, and he don't have time anyway. He taking care of somebody else that he care about that's more likely to be suitable for the kingdom. But I'm here to tell you today that he says every one of us is suitable for the kingdom. We are suitable for the kingdom. It's our choice whether we get there or not. Do you get the picture? Now, you remember when the blind man was begging and the blind man was sitting by the wayside? Now, here he is blind and feel he ain't got no way to make a living but to sit beside the wayside begging. You see, so he was in the same predicament you in. Nobody care about me. This is the only way I have to go to make a life for myself. Are you there? But listen, but Jesus let somebody come by. He sent, let's put it this way, he sent somebody by to let him know there was something better. That God got time for you. See, because listen, when the prophets and apostles come by and saw him, and he was asking for alms and everything and all that, and they looked at him and they say, listen, look on us. Say, we don't have anything. All we got is the word of God. I can minister the word of God to you. Are you willing to accept it? Are you willing to know that Jesus care enough for you to do what? To impart his word upon you, that you be made whole. You will no more be blind, but you will see now and see your way clearly through every storm that arrives. Is that right? You see. See, here Jabez in sorrow. And he's praying to God. Now, you would think after all these genealogies, he's giving this to the writer here to write it down with all the relatives and everything, the sons and daughters and what have you, that he don't have time to hear me, a man with a tone of sorrow in my voice. Wouldn't you say that? He ain't got time for me. I'm not good enough. You know how I hear people saying all the time, I'm not good enough. I've got to make myself good enough. You can never make yourself good enough for God. So you need to stop trying and start thinking in a different way that, listen, all I got to do is call out to him and let him know how I feel, what I'm going through at this time, and ask him in the name of the Father to make me ever withhold, to open my blinded eyes that I may see, that I don't have to be a beggar. All I am now is someone that can open up my mouth and create what I need by the fruit of my lips. Do you get the picture? And what is he saying to God? He said he called on God of Israel. He called on his God. Are you going to call on him today, or are you going to have a pity party? Woe is me, nobody cares. You know, that song been out long time ago, and it done died. You see, nobody cares about me. Get rid of that. Get it out of your vocabulary. Because you got to turn and be like Jabez, that thou would bless me indeed. Bless me, Lord. Enlarge my coast. Listen, I'm going through a state of poverty, lack, and unbelief, and I'm going through all these things at this hour, and thereby I need you to enlarge my coast. And put your hand on me, God. I need you to lay your hand on me, Jesus. You remember the song, old song, to say, lay your hand on me, Jesus, I don't mind. And this is what you need to do today, and say, lay your hand on me, Jesus, I don't mind. You need to tell him that today. And he began to really call on to the Lord. You know, he was getting into it when he was praying, and he said, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. I don't need no more grief. I have lived in sorrow because of my name, what my mother called me. I have lived in this way too long, and it's now time for me to get out of this. I don't want to be grieved anymore. I don't want to do any kind of evil thinking, not even evil thinking, Lord. I need your help. You're going to have to call out to him for yourself. I can't do it. I can help you, agree with you, but you've got to be the main factor to call on him, and I'm just agreeing with you in your prayer. So he said, if two of us agree, touching anything, it shall be done. So I'm going to agree with you and touch it and agree with you that it may be so even as you have spoken. You will not be grieved anymore. You will not be sorrowful anymore. Do you get it today? I'm getting you out. I want you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Huh? Can you imagine? Now let's go into another person that thought their life was through. The woman at the well in St. John, the book of St. John, the woman at the well, here she is. Now, it wasn't by, you say, well, she just took a chance and went to the well. No, it was ordained that she meet at that well and meet Jesus because she, no, I'm going to tell you, I believe in her heart. She been praying, I need a better way to go than mess with all these men, God. I'm just wasting my life. And can you see her being so sorrowful and grieving with the way she, her life had turned out, the choices she made, the men that she made choice to have in her life, and they weren't about nothing. They weren't about 2 cents worth of nothing. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, she went to the well because of what? She had to get away. She was trying to find a way to get out of what she was doing, so she walked to the well with the leading of the Lord on her because he was there for that purpose to do what? Bring her out to let her know that she did not have to make those bad choices, those wicked, evil choices anymore, that he had time for, so that now is the time for you to accept who I am. So he met her at the well. Huh? He met her at the well, a woman that disgraced. I don't know if she had a family. Family might didn't want to have nothing to do with her because she was wasting her life. That's the way most families do. They say, you ain't going to never amount to anything. And they say, you're wasting your life with them sorry men you messing with, you know, and they ain't going to never marry. Ain't no money. None of them going to marry you. You see? So she was in a crazy time in her life. Like some of you that's listening, you're in a crazy time in your life. You don't know which way is up. You don't know how to do anything. All you can do is get into mischief and let wicked, wicked, wicked people use you. That's all you do. See? So you need to cry out. You need to find out how to do that Jabez prayer. Pray one of your own prayers. Call your name instead of Jabez. Say, hey, Lord, this is me. This is me, JoJo. This is me, Lord. Sid. This is me, is Thomas. You know, whatever your name is. And when you cried to him, you cried like Jabez did, sincerely, your whole heart. Cry out what's in your heart, not try to get proper and have all these cute words of prayer. God don't hear those. He hear the heart cry. And when he hear the heart cry, he takes his clock and he say, it's time for me to visit them. Hello, do you get the picture? The woman at the well got her time. And see, it doesn't have to be a particular place. See, you don't go to church, so it can't be in church, can it? Because I ain't going to church. I got to get right before I go to church. Who told you that? That's a lie of the devil. He said, come as you are. See? Now, when you got a church that tells you you can't come in because you who you are, like you are, then that's the wrong church. You go find another one. Because Jesus told you to come as you are. He's expecting sinners. Do you hear me? Those are who he expecting, people that are doing wrong things and everything. Do you get it? Now, to give you for instance, think about the man that when Jesus was dying, Jesus they got him up on the cross just like he is, and he stopped. He took time out from dying for us all to show forth his glory right then to a man on the cross who asked him. Hear what he did, whatever I say now. He asked him. He said to him, began to have conversation with him from the cross. And he said, Master, when you come into the kingdom, can you remember me? In other words, is there any place for me? Because I'm up here too. And I know you ain't do nothing wrong, but I did do something wrong. You see, he came as he was. It wasn't about the position that he was in. He was in the same position as Jesus was, hanging on the cross. The only difference, he had sinned and Jesus hadn't. Jesus was taking his sins and our sins onto himself. So when he was taking it, he took that man's sin right then and there while he was hanging on the cross in his mess. Do you hear what I'm saying? He had time for it. He got time for you. Hello. If you call on him, you know why he don't do nothing for you? Because you ain't call on him. You too busy trying to be cute, trying to convince other people, and other people can't help. Only Jesus can help. You can say anything you want to about the preacher, the teacher, whatever. They trying to help you. You understand? But you are not fighting them, you are fighting God. And when you fight God, you tie his hands where he can't help you. Because you ain't made the right call. Huh? You didn't say the right words, did you hear me? See, that's our problem. We get so tied up in ourselves. We think we professional, whatever, and we don't use the right words to tune in to Jesus, that Jesus' ear turns right to you. And when his ear turned to you, his hand is out to you, say, this is your time. I will. Because what did he tell Jabez? God granted him that which he requested. Now, why can't he grant you what you request? But you've got to get the right word and have the heart fixed. Huh? Your heart got to be fixed toward God. Humble heart. Didn't he tell you to humble yourself? You trying to fix yourself, get yourself straight for God instead of humbling him and telling him, I have sinned, Father, like the prodigal son. I have sinned. against you and God. See, that's what he said. He knew he had sinned by leaving that he was in. He was in a kingdom place, but he left. Are you there today? He tried to get you back, okay? He tried to get you back. See, if God had time for if God had time for them, he got time for you. My, I like to talk about that one, Joseph in jail. They over there. Let me tell you, Joseph went through some stuff, and he could have very well said, God, you have forgotten about me. I mean, he'd been from the pit, in the jailhouse, getting falsely accused, and all these things was going on in his life, and he's still holding on to his integrity. He's still believing in God Almighty. He knew beyond a shadow of doubt that dream he had to be fulfilled. Even though he went through hell and high water, are you going through it today? Are you going through it for your vision, the vision that God has given you? Are you going through it for that dream that you have? You've got to go through these things, muddy waters. You've got to go through the messes in life. You can come through them clean, pure as gold. See? You will come through it because God got time for you. See, you are working on a timetable. You see what I'm saying? When you go through these things, you're on God's timetable because when you finish the course, Lord, have mercy. You'll hear him say the same thing like Jabez said, God granted him that which he requested. He will grant what you request in him. You grant, when you say, God, help me, he'll reach out and help you. His hand is not too short that it can't help you. Huh? He will help you. Huh? All you got to do is ask it. That's what you got to do today, is ask God, and he'll help you. He got time for you. Huh? Now, listen. Now, I know you don't want to be the children of Israel in bondage for 400 years. You don't want to be there, do you? Some of you that's listening, excuse my voice today, some of you that's listening, been in bondage a long time. And you say, when am I coming out? Well, stop saying when and ask God, Lord, help me right now. I need your help, Lord. I don't be counted among those that are going to hell. I don't want to be in that number. Amen. I want to be counted in the number with those that are sanctified. I want to be counted in the number of those that have given their lives to you and on their way to the kingdom. Those are the ones that I want to be in number with. Talk to him about what's going on in your life. Talk to him about yourself. Stop trying to be perfect when you're not perfect. I know everybody thinks they're perfect. People say, well, I'm a sound mind, toot my own horn. Well, your horn is broken. Put it down and get a new one. One that says, this is me. And when you blow that horn, it's a humble sound. It's a glorious sound to the master. Do you get the picture? That's right. God got time for you too. Oh, yes, he do. He got time for every one of you. If you're in jail, he got time for you. Huh? If you're in deep, muddy water, he got time for you. Do you have time for him? Or are you going to say, I'm too busy? When you get too busy to talk to God, you're just a little bit too busy. This time, today, this hour, pull yourself up by the bootstrap. Pull yourself out of that pit you're in. Pull yourself up out of it right now. Right now, I'm speaking to you. You and you, whoever listening, you in a humdrum lifestyle. Get out of it now. This is your time, your hour. to get out right now. Now faith, now faith. Let's get some now faith so that you can get out of the place you're in, that dark corner that you've been in too long. You know what the quartet group say, you've been in the storm too long? You done been in the storm so long you look like the storm. Huh? Now it's time to get out. Come on, get out now. Today is the time, this hour, when we are talking to you right now. Because God said he gave you power to do what? He over all the you power, you power. If you got the power, then you can get yourself out. Come on now, get up. Cause speak to yourself. Talk to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Right now is your time. It's your time now. Because he's given you the right to talk to the devil and let the devil know you ain't taking this mess no more. Enough is enough. This is it. I'm not going your way anymore. Talk to him now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. I want to hear from somebody that telling me that you just walked out of that pit you've been in so long, or, you know, self-destruction, and some of you may be on dope or not, and you may not. You just may be dopey because people get on your nerves, plucking every nerve you got. Why you let them, huh? Why did you allow them to do that? Do you know how you turn a deaf ear from them, not hear them? Huh? Come on now. I want you to get out now. I'm looking for you to send me a word, call me, write me, do something. Let me know that you're out of the pit of self. You're sorry about everything. Well, you know, I'm just pitiful. Why are you looking so pitiful? You're downhearted. Your eyes look down all the time and look like you're going to cry every minute in all this just because of people don't go your way. Everybody ain't going your way, huh? It's time for you to jump up and do something yourself. Be self-sufficient. This is what it's time for you to do now. You can do it. Because he gave you power to overcome. You're an overcomer. You're not going to buckle under the devil. No, you're not. Get up. Get up. Get up. Rise now. Say, I'll rise again. Tell him now. Talk to him. Say, I'll rise again. Remember the song Dallas Holmes sang? I'll never forget it. I'll rise again. Tell him, say, I'm getting up, devil. I'm rising up now. And I'm going to glorify the Lord, Pastor Sharon. Hallelujah, Bahoshata.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. And, you know, it's something to think about, you know, that that Jabez prayed. And he let us know that in when things are going good and when things are not going the way you want it to be, you have to have a conversation with Jesus, because that's what prayer is all about, having a talk, one-on-one talk with him, telling him all about it, what's going on. And it's something to think about with Jabez. You know, the mom was, his mother was going through. And when you're going through certain things in your life, and whatever the situation may be, the children is always affected by what the parents is going through or the environment around. And even though Jabez, he realized that things are always going on in his life. And sometimes we look around and we say, wait a minute. Like you pay attention to your lineage. You pay attention to what's going on while you're growing up. And then you got grown up now and you're paying attention. You're walking in some of the same thing. And we never think to ask God what it is. Because I'm reminded that when it, according to verse 10, it says, and Jabez called on God of Israel and saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me in thee and enlarge my coast. And the thing about it is, I'm reminded that when God was taking Abraham from one place to the next, God had to change his name and call him his name from Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah. So God had to even do change what Jacob's name, right, to what Israel. His name, there's always a name change. Why? Because whatever the situation is happening in your life at the time, or your parents, or what has been passed down, your God needs to make a change in your character, in your name. Because what if he doesn't, you'll start carrying some of the same burden. We call it generational curse, generational things that pass down through the bloodline, and then you don't understand why life is the way it is. But I'm reminded that, you know what, we don't pay attention to what God requires. God requires us what? Repenting, praying to him, turning from our wicked way, turning from our mindset. And then I'm reminded about Hezekiah, right, in the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter, verse 3, and then I'm going to go verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. But in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord, and he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And you see, Hezekiah, remember now, when he got the news wasn't so cool to him. The word came, and Hezekiah had common sense. Instead of getting mad with the doctor, you turn to Jesus. Because when the Bible let us know that when all things else fail, turn to him, the one that created you, the one that speaks life into you, the one that have power over death and the grave, and he's the one that can work it out just for you. He can heal you, because the word of God let us know as a great example how God have healed so many people, how he have brought people back from the dead. If there's no one around you that you have seen where God has healed their body, let them recover from their deathbed, then you go to the word of God, because the word of God is always manifesting all around you. And Hezekiah, he cried before God, and then he talked to God about how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. And when the woman of God was talking about, we all think we're perfect, right? And I said, you know what? We do, right? What the word perfect mean, right? And then he said, entirely without any flaw, defect, or shortcomings. Now, we all have shortcomings, right? We all got flaws, right? And you know how in the store we get the bargain cutter, the defected material, furniture, the stitching is kind of a little bit off, or we call it irregular, defect, right? But that's what it means. When you have become perfect now, you won't have any, there's no shortcomings. These things will not be found in you. So it let us know that Jesus was the only perfect man. We all are striving to perfection. So when it comes to the word, see, we heard the word shortcomings. We all got shortcomings. But you know what? We're going to pause a little bit while and say this. How is it you magnify someone else's shortcoming but don't pay attention to your own shortcoming?
All right.
See, the thing about it in life is we are quick to say this and we're quick to say that. But we don't realize that it's always a two-way street when it comes to that. Yes, we all got shortcomings, but then we have to, bear each other, right? Love covers the shortcomings. It doesn't mean things don't get correct, but you love covers it still. Why? Because it's a shortcoming. You're still being made on the potter's wheel. It is a part of your the characteristic that God has to download some newness into you, and that's the Holy Ghost that comes in and tear down and pluck out those things that is still there that needs to be taken away. So when it comes to shortcoming, you got to pause sometime and say, you know what? Excuse me. Why? Because you have to pause a while and know that God is still working on the person. Now, we sometimes put different category for leaders. We know God holds leaders to a higher standard. Don't get me wrong. But what about that sometimes God will tell you, cover them. Why? Why does he say cover them? Cover them means pray for them. Why? Because you just don't know what they may be going through. You just don't know what have happened that day. You just don't know. But if you pray, things will change, right? We're talking about praying, right? You talk to God about it. You don't say, man, well, we all do this. We say, ooh, that was not too cool. Huh? We all do that. Let's be real. Stop. Tell the truth today, my God, and be delivered. We'll go, ooh, did you see that? We'll say, yeah, we see that. But you know what? We'll say, God, have mercy on them. Let me be real, right? Because that's being what working toward perfection. Tell the truth about what you do be saying. What you say, my goodness, not what the other person say. Tell what you said. I'll say, yeah, I did say that. Man, did you hear that? Tell the truth. You know what? You'll be free. But the thing is, Jabez recognized he did not like his situation, and he asked God to help him, as the woman of God said, and God did what? Help him. Think about the word sorrow. Sorrow is like always in pain, right? Always things happening in your life, things not working out the way you think it should, a spirit of depression, oppression, is something always going on. But you know what? I'm glad today that God answered him and bring forth that joy, that everlasting joy. And he changed his circumstances. He changed it just like he did for Hezekiah. And then the prophet came back with the word, right? But verse 4 said, and then said the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Isn't that something? He cried unto God, and God heard his prayer. God heard him. God hears us. And you know what? It's something to think about when we are going through certain things, and we have to remember that God is there for us. He hears us when we cry unto him, knowing that he's able to do all things. And according to Psalms 3, it says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many of them that rise up against me, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But I like verse 4, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. When you cry unto him, know that he hears your voice today. Know that God is never too busy not to hear you. In the midnight hour, you can call upon him. He's right there for you. And now sometimes you can't even open your mouth. Sometimes down in your spirit, man, you're crying out to God. You say, God, I need some help today. I cannot make it without you today. Lord, I'm overwhelmed by what's going on. I'm overwhelmed by the situation. I need your help. You have to cry out to God. Jabez, cry out to God. And sometimes you say, God, I don't understand it all. But you know what? God will bring forth the understanding and let you know Oh, I'm giving you a name change. I'm changing you right now. I'm changing you from what you are named. You are named this and you are named that. But when you are receive me as Lord and Savior, I change your identity. You are no more sorrowful, but you are joy. You are no more unhappy, but you are happy. You are no more in love, but you are love. You got to speak those word of life into your situation today and into your life and around your surrounding. You got to speak life today. Know that Hezekiah had to go before God. He had to check every area of his life and see, why is this thing going on right now? God, did I miss the ball? Did you tell me to change my diet and I didn't change my diet? Did you tell me to cut back on the sweet and I didn't cut back on the sweet? Did you tell me to leave the fried chicken alone and I didn't do it? You told me to broil my child, broil that chicken, but you did it your way. We have to check to see what it is, because God always sending a word your way. He cares about your body. He cares about your health. He cares about your home. He cares about your children. He cares about, if he cares about your salvation, he cares about every area in your life today. So do we pay attention when God say, make the change, make the change? When you miss the boat, you have to say, God, forgive me. Forgive me for missing it, Lord. Forgive me for not paying attention. Forgive me for not repenting. Why? Because when a word comes from the Lord and you don't take heed, believe me, there's a consequence to pay. Why? Because you did not pay attention to the word of the Lord. Pay attention to the word. Well, that's just a man telling me the word, but he's still God and she's still God, my peace today. You should be having ears to hear that it is the word from the Lord. So suppose you were in Hezekiah time, when the man or the woman of God bring forth the word, and you pray and they bring forth the word, and God giving you the answer, would you receive the answer? If God tell you you are healed, would you receive it? Or you'll say, I won't believe it, because it's not the person I think should bring forth the word. I mean, we have to pay attention to it. Know that God is not a respecter of person. He can use whoever he will today. But what you should do is have confidence in God. You know what you're praying to God about. You know what you believe in him for today. Hezekiah believed God for what? He did not want to leave now. He did not want to leave now. You know y'all do. When y'all go to the doctor give you not so happy, happy news. You be praying, God. You be praying and saying that he restored my youth like the eagle. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. God, I got work to do still for you. This is not my time. You start rebuking premature death and the spirit of death. You know you plead the blood of Jesus over your life. You speak that every cell in your body rejuvenate and restore itself. You speak to that blood pressure. You command that blood pressure to go down. You know you speak that word because you're doing just like Hezekiah. See, he was not ready to leave here. Why? So he seek God and he called on him and he wept before God and God sent the answer just for him. No matter what you're going through today, seek God's face. It's time to just get out people face and seek God's face. Go before him. Commune before him. Go in your closet and talk to him, and he will give you that answer that you need. Because you may go to A&G. A&G cannot help you. Only Jesus can help you. There comes a time in your life, there's certain things you can't even utter to people, but you God knows your unspoken, that spoken, unspoken request, that heart desire. God knows what is going on the inside of you. God knows it, and he's able to fix everything just for you. So today, be encouraged and know that Jabez, he was going through a sorrowful time, but you know what? His weeping was turning to joy, because you know what? You don't go through sorrow all the time. God usually comes in. He comes in and breathes a fresh breath of freshness into your life. So today, you don't have to be walking into the identity, what you were labeled as growing up, but you have took, you can change your identity. You can change your identity because, you know, even though you may be growing up now, if you pay attention to your family, they always will see you this one way and that way. But you know what? As long as you know whose you are and who you are in Christ Jesus, it doesn't even matter anymore. I tell people, you know what? I really don't care anymore. What I'm really saying to you, you know what? Your words don't define who I am, that God let me know who I am. Because you know what? Your words used to matter what you say. But God taught me something. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you can speak life to yourself. You could keep saying she's this, she's that, she's this. It's all right. You can keep saying that. But you know what? While you're saying that, I'm over here declaring who God said I am. Remember, we are in this body, right? But we are really spiritual beings. So we are in this journey, processing and going, learning who God called us to be, walking into his identity, who he said we are. So do not let men on the earth declare who you are, but let God in the person declare who you are today. You are what? More than a conqueror today in Christ Jesus. You were born from your mother and your father. True. But you know what? How about Jesus? You were rebirthed when you received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Remember, the word perfect means was entirely without any flaw, defect, or shortcoming. So remember, you got some too. So be blessed today and know that prayer will change things. Prayer is the answer. Pray for the person. Cover them, because we don't pay attention to what the person may go through. We only pay attention to what we are going through. So sometimes take your eyes off yourself and put your eyes on someone else and say, God, what is it can I do to encourage them? Be blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I hope that word touched whoever at this present time is going through, that is listening to this broadcast right now. I tell you, because that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Know that we serve an awesome God, and nothing is too hard for him if you can only trust and believe in your prayer. Trust and believe that you serve an awesome God. You can tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And you can hear each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it. Let me tell you, from you go on that site and you click that first segment, you can listen to it until you stop, because it will continue playing different segments at a time. As soon as one is finished, another one comes on. So you know what? Share it with someone today. If you would like to send donations to the Woman of God or sow a seed into the City of Victory, you can send it to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Witted. You can come, call, pray one for another, tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. If you need prayer, you have a praise report, come on and join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. Till then, be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that day.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God.
Let
him have his way. That's
when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.